from Bullfrog Corner to the Hernando Water Tower, across the Delta and the hills of North Mississippi to the Oxford Square. You're hearing about your community with North Mississippi Spotlight and Gary Darby on 93.7 FM, Super Talk Mississippi.
And again, we thank you for being a part of our program, however it might be, if you're listening on Super Talk Soma North Mississippi 93.7, if it's on the Q105, or streamed at www.theq105.com. We thank you for being a part of the show, as we do this man as well. Keith Hayward's back with us, Northeast Mississippi Electric Power Association. We'll welcome him back to the show. He was on a couple of weeks ago when I was working from home, so Hayden King got to talk with him and ask him all the questions and get with him. But I appreciate you getting back, and now my chance to talk with you. How you doing, Keith?
I'm doing well, Gary. It's good to be back. Get some messages out there and kind of talk about the virus and what's going on in our community and what's going on at Northeast Power.
Absolutely. Let's get into some of that, if you will, and let's start with the social distancing with employees. Do you find, I've done this before. I've tried, obviously, not to because, you know, different things are going on. You know, people are doing work out in your yard or whatever, or nearby the home. You want to go and talk with them occasionally, and we just don't need to do that right now.
That's right. We need ask all of our members out there that when our people do come to the yard, just you can talk to them, but stay at least 6 to 10 feet away. You can yell across the yard, say hi, I appreciate what you're doing, and things of that nature. We just need to keep away from each other to make sure they do not get ill. I know we've got some people that are wearing a few masks. Some of the line crews and all that gets to hinder their job and their work. They have to dress up with so many other safety, personal protective gear, rubber gloves, and hard hats and things of that nature, fireproof clothing and all. So we're used to dressing up, protecting ourselves, so they're out doing that, going through a lot of disinfectants. We're actually cleaning our own facility now, and the linemen actually come in and clean up their bathrooms and kitchen and mop the floors and all where they work, and up in the front office, everybody chips in from top management all the way down, and it's just been a really good effort watching them kick in this time of disaster. You know, we're kind of used to handling things differently in disasters. We've been through many, many of them across the 80-plus years of our history, be it a tornado, ice storm, a hurricane, or things of that nature. So this one's a little different. We've had to do some things quite different, especially for our members, but we'll get through it.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned something there. You know, here at the radio station, right? I mean, we're touching, whether it's, you know, the mouse on the computer or some keys or this board or things or this microphone that I'm actually talking in, and we're doing the same thing, right? Try to disinfect, do everything that we can for the next person who's going to come in, and we're doing this in shifts ourselves. It's something we probably should have been doing along the way and do, but maybe not to this magnitude. And it's interesting in this time, you know, we don't mind doing what we're doing if it's going to help ourselves out or, you know, our crew out. In other words, your guys are doing things that they're not typically asked to do, but right now it's just a different situation, and you don't mind getting in there and getting things done.
Right. And we are, as I mentioned last time, we are alternating days of work right now. And when you're at home, you're required to be on call. We haven't had anybody hit a pole or a tree fall on the line or anything major to call many people in from the house yet, but it is that time of year when we have thunderstorms and things, so we have to keep our people both answering the phones and putting the lines back up ready so we have full staff whenever a storm may roll in here. So that's what we're doing, and everything's working. We have had nobody at the office has come in contact with the virus. Nobody's been ill. We've checked temperatures on Monday and Tuesdays after people have been off for the weekend and had some time off, make sure that they haven't started getting any kind of symptoms. And so far, so good. Everybody's 100% healthy.
Keith's talking with us, Northeast Mississippi Electric Power Association. There's a couple of new ways to pay bills, new locations and things. Can you discuss that with us and give people maybe a different option?
We're really excited about this new program. You know, we've had to shut our office, and because our construction is still going on, we're getting closer and closer, but we don't have a drive-through window. We don't have our glass up. So we've had to close our office, and we put a drop box, which we already had out front. We had one customer recommended that we put a tent over it because it was raining. We didn't even think about that. We got a tent now, so you don't have to stand in the rain when you fill out your little slip, and be sure you put your name and a phone number where we can reach you in case we have trouble looking up the account. But we've always had a lot of ways to pay and do business with Northeast because of the students and all coming in and the amount of work that we have to do during those times. And at NEMEPA.org, that's our website, NEMEPA.org, Northeast Mississippi Electric Power Association.org. You can go online there and set up an account where you can go in and pay. You can set up your information, enter a credit card and or an e-check, set up a profile. One of our new things that you can do is text payments in by texting to our short code. It's all on our website. And once you've set up an account with us, and all you have to do is tell them how much you want to pay and whether you want to pay with the credit card or the e-check. So all that's extremely easy. If you have any trouble with that, you can call the office and they can help you with it. But the new thing is, you know, we have a lot of people out there that don't have access to smartphones or the internet or even checking accounts, and they have to do business with us with cash. We take a good bit of cash payments over the months with people, and, you know, we serve parts of four counties. And so people in Union County and Pontotoc County and Marshall County and Benton County, they have to drive in if they're on a cash payment system. And we've been looking at ways to solve that problem for quite some time, and it hasn't been very easy because we don't have another district office. We've looked at kiosks. They're very expensive and very cumbersome, but through our software provider, SCDC, we've got a new product that has come out, and we were the first to test this, and we were going to wait until we could get the barcodes printed on the bills. They were having a little trouble with that, and it might be a couple months before we get that because of the virus. We went ahead and rolled this product out, and it's called Cash Out. And with Cash Out, you have to go to our website, emepa.org, and click on the banner, and all you have to do is enter your account number and verify your address, and you'll receive a barcode on your phone or on your computer that you can either print off, take a picture of it, and then you go to any Family Dollar, CVS, or Dollar General out there, show them the barcode. They'll scan the barcode, ask you how much you want to pay on your bill. They will charge you a $1.50 transaction fee at the store, and then once that's complete, your payment automatically updates to Northeast Power immediately. And so that's a really, really good savings, we think, for some of our members out there that don't need to be spending gas driving in from the county, from a different county, traveling, you know, going back and forth to different counties right now during this social distancing, is that they can just go and pick up some groceries at one of their grocery stores, get their drugs at CVS, and show them the barcode and pay their bill.
You know, I'm probably showing my age, but just the thought of some of these things that you've mentioned and the things and where we have developed and all of these things that we do. Being able to text message and pay a bill, being able to, you know, go to different locations and just a barcode and doing that. And the way, as you mentioned, for some of those people, since there are the counties that you're dealing with, the gas money saved, even though, yeah, gas may be down a little bit right now, but the amount saved and the non-travel that you have to make is amazing that these things can be done, Keith. It just is.
It really is. And, you know, in today's age, people want to do business when they want to do business.
That's right.
They don't
yep.
want to be inconvenienced. And, you know, we realized that early on. You know, a lot of these, some associations, you know, they'll charge fees to their customers for using credit cards and things of that nature. Well, out in the credit card world, there's a utility exchange that if you don't charge those fees, we get a cheaper rate. And we've always felt at Northeast Power that if that's the service our customers wanted to use, we need to be able to provide it to them at the least possible cost. So it's actually us and 1% that we have to pay on credit card fees. So we absorb those fees for our customers. And we have over usually around 11,000-12,000 credit card payments come in each month. And I'm sure a lot of that's student based, but it's a lot of it is our members base that's traveling and moving around and just, you know, trying to pay with ease. But you can do the same thing with the e-check and you set it up on Draft. Any way that you can think of to pay, we probably got it. If you'll just call the office and ask about it.
You know, Keith, in talking with you over the times and then in others, and, you know, whether it is North Central or TVEPA or whatever service it is, the thing that I get out of all of you is you may not like the bill that you get, but we're trying to make it as easy and as the less cost we possibly can for you to get the service. That is key for you, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's part of being the co-op. It's the co-op world. It's what's instilled in us when we go and learn about, you know, the co-op system and the member-owned electric cooperatives. It's our members own us. It's their business. So we try to keep that at the forefront of the things that we do and the decisions that we make. And realize, I was talking to a manager friend of mine. We were discussing some of these tough issues, and I said, don't forget now, this is not your company. You can't take a for-profit mentality into some of these decisions that we have to make during some of these times of crisis. It is the members. It's the members' company, so we have to do things that are best benefit for the members. And that's what we'll be doing even when this is over. I mean, everybody's, you know, we're not doing any disconnects right now, but bills are out there. I will say that we paid the lowest power bill that we have in quite some time last month. Bill came in the other day. It was just $3.1 million. Kind of freaked me out a little. I thought, wow, nobody's using, but everybody's staying at home. So I went back and looked. Well, last year in April, it was $3.2 million. So I got to thinking, our members need to understand, you know, everybody's at home. The kids are at home. Their bills are going to start going up as this heat starts going up. We've had some very mild weather. It's a good time for this phase that we're having to be outside, and you're going to be at home with your kids. We haven't had a lot of rain lately, so kind of helps that stress level when everybody's together. But eventually the bills will have to be paid. Those that don't, we encourage people that can to try to pay a little on their bill as they maybe get some of their maybe some of these checks are going to come in from the government, or they get a little something. You know, when this all gets said and done, we've got to figure out how to help people that have been devastated and have had a loss, that have lost jobs and things. We'll be working with them to try to work through getting their bills paid. But we encourage everybody that can to please still do. A
few more minutes with Keith before we let him get on, and we appreciate his time. And, of course, we have to get into that fiber updating thing before we let you go each and every time. What information do you have with us there?
Crews are still pulling cable. We've gotten some of the delays. Equipment has come in. We've got a little bit of delay on some others. We're still shooting toward June. We really think, Gary, we're about ready to light up our first circuit, and we're shooting for April 20th to announce where that first circuit's going to be and allow people on that circuit to be able to go in and tell us what they want. We're still fluid on a little bit. We had some changes on the equipment for inside the house. We're very excited for. We had an upgrade on the lower end equipment, so we're going to have one modem for both gigabit or 100 meg up and down service. So it'll be one modem that we can just turn up or turn down based on what the customer wants. So we're very excited about that. It'll allow for parental control and security controls on an app on a phone. If you would like to do that, that is an extra fee because we have to pay for that service through our provider. But we're very excited. We're getting very close. We'll be hooking up what we call friendlies, people that we know that can test the service out for hopefully in the month of May, and then start rolling it out sometime in June is still our target.
Excellent. You said April 20th on that first, and then we'll find out then where it is and things of that nature. Is that correct?
Right. So we're shooting – so as on our website, when you go to our CrowdFiber website, or go to our website, it'll direct you to our sign-up for Spark or our Spark website. People have gone and signed up. We've had almost 5,000 people pre-registered. So we know where those people are because it puts a dot on a map, and spatially we know where they are on our power system. So when we build this out by substation. So when we turn what we call a circuit on out of our substation, we light every customer up that is fed off of that circuit. Then we will go and email those customers and say, hey, within 2 months, we're going to be in your area. You need to go ahead and tell us what plan you want, so we'll be prepared, know what modems, what kind of information, you can go ahead and get the service buried to your house so someone can come in 2 months and install it inside your house.
Excellent. All right, last message you want to give the people before we exit this one today, Keith, what's on your mind?
You know, I just want to tell them how well I think we're doing in our community. I think our leaderships in our towns around and our counties around us have done a very good job of trying to get ahead of this pandemic. I think people are supporting. I know in Oxford, I feel like they're supporting our restaurants that are trying to stay open. And we're all trying to take care of each other. And, you know, I just want to commend our community for taking a hold of this, and I think doing a pretty good job of trying to help everyone stay safe and help everybody get through this as best they can.
Well, thank you for being a part of the program again. To your people that are out there and in the world and doing the things that we've discussed today, stay safe, and we'll get an update from you a little further down the road.
All right, Gary, good talking to you.